Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Archbishop of Canterbury will use his Christmas Day sermon to highlight the suffering of children caught up in the Israel-Hamas war. It comes as dozens of people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza. 10 Downing Street has released a Christmas message from Rishi Sunak. He is urging people to focus on the promise of a brighter future ahead of an election year.
The people working in our NHS, in our police forces, and in our amazing armed forces, to remember those facing a difficult time here and in many places around the world, and to reflect on the Christian values at the heart of this celebration of Christ's birth.
With forecasters predicting highs of 14 degrees Celsius, this Christmas Day is set to be the warmest in almost a decade. However, some areas in northern Scotland are likely to see some snow. And the King and Queen are to celebrate royal festivities at Sandringham. Charles will make a reflection of the year in his second Christmas message as monarch, airing at 3 p.m. And that's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ellie Robson.
Fancy an adventure? You could sail around the world solo. Boats are expensive, though. Maybe you could hack your way through the jungle to an ancient Mayan temple. Pricey, too. And snakes. Or you could try the SEAT route to adventure, because right now you can buy any SEAT at 0% APR when financed with Solutions PCP. SEAT. Live bolder. Live better.
Offer ends April 2nd, 2024. Maximum 36-month term. Minimum 10% deposit. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. SEAT Finance.
Coming up, the greats. The lifetimes and music of the best that ever did.
This winter, the NHS is encouraging people to get to the help they need by using NHS 111. If you need urgent medical help but not sure where to go, use 111 to get assessed and directed to the most appropriate local service, including your GP practice, pharmacy, or nearest urgent treatment centre. People who need help in another language can call 111 and ask for an interpreter. NHS 111 is an easy and convenient way to get urgent help for a wide range of health problems from the comfort of your own home. You can call 111, go online at 111.nhs.uk or use the NHS app.
The greats, the lifetimes and music of the best that ever did it.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to another in our series of The Greats, here on Colourful Radio with me, Florianne McVeigh.
So pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how.
This time, we explore the life of an exceptionally talented musician who was one of the pivotal and most influential figures in jazz history, Louis Armstrong.
I watch them grow, they learn much more than I.
It was only in the 1980s that a researcher called Tad Jones discovered the true birth date of the legendary Satchmo. After examining his baptismal records, it turned out that Louis Armstrong was a year younger than he thought.
I think to myself, what a wonderful way.
In the following clip, Armstrong explains how he got the name Satchmo.
You know, all the musicians in my days had nicknames. My name was Satchel Mouth, like a doctor's satchel. Well, I went to England. This fellow is strictly English, and he was the editor of the newspaper there. He shook my hand as they got off the train. He said, hello, Satchmo. So right away, my trauma blessed said, the man think you have more mouth than Satchmo. So I was stuck with it, and it turned out all right.
Louis Armstrong, nicknamed Satchmo, born August the 4th, 1901, not July the 4th, 1900, was an American jazz trumpeter and singer, a hugely influential star with his daring trumpet style and unique vocals.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has back heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears back heat, dear, so there's not a trace of red on the sidewalk. Sunday morning, even lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone Mack the knife from a tugboat?
Armstrong was born into a very poor family in New Orleans, Louisiana, and was the grandson of slaves. He grew up in poverty in a rough neighborhood known as the Battlefield, which was part of the Storyville Legal Prostitution District. His father, William Armstrong, abandoned the family when Louis was an infant and took up with another woman.
And Mac Heath spins like a sailor.
His mother, Mary Albert, left Louis and his younger sister, Beatrice Armstrong Collins, in the care of his grandmother, Josephine Armstrong, and at times, his uncle Isaac. At five, he went back to live with his mother and her relatives, and occasionally glimpsed his father in parades. After dropping out of fifth school at age 11, Armstrong joined a quartet of boys who sang in the streets for money.
Brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening.
As a young boy, Armstrong developed his cornet playing skills in a band at Fisk, a New Orleans home for colored waif boys, where he had been sent multiple times for general delinquency. There, he received musical instruction on the cornet and fell in love with music. In 1914, the home released him, and immediately Armstrong began dreaming of a life making music.
Oh, when the saints,
when the saints
go marching in,
marching in.
Now when the saints go marching in,
marching in.
Yes, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
To make ends meet, he found odd jobs selling newspapers and hauling coal. Armstrong began earning a reputation as a fine blues player, one of the greatest cornet players in town. Joe King Oliver began acting as a mentor to the young musician.
Now when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, yes, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Played in the city's frequent brass band, played on riverboats of New Orleans, and toured on steamboats up and down the Mississippi River, all the while learning his craft from Bunk Johnson, Buddy Pettit, and Kid Aubrey. By the end of his teens, Armstrong had grown up fast. In 1918, he married Daisy Parker, a prostitute, from Gretna, Louisiana. They adopted a 3-year-old boy, Clarence Armstrong. The boy's mother, Armstrong's cousin, had died in childbirth. Clarence, who had become mentally disabled from a head injury he had suffered at an early age. Sadly, it did not help his marriage, and the pair split after a few years. Armstrong continued to care for Clarence his entire life.
Way down, way down. I've laid the river where the old mill runs. Meet the lazy river with the noonday sun, linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your trouble, dream a dream of me, dream a dream of me. Up the lazy river where the robin's on wakes to bright new morning as we loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone in love. Up the lazy river, how happy we will be. Mama, mama. Oh, up the lazy river, up the lazy river, you better be there. Every day they live that must be hard. And the lady be there, my lost man. And the daughter be did.
In 1922, Armstrong joined the Exodus to Chicago to join his mentor, Joe King Oliver, and his Creole jazz band, which came with a promise of sufficient income, which allowed him to live luxuriously in his own apartment. Chicago was booming, and though race relations were poor, the Windy City was teeming with jobs for black people who were making good wages in factories and had plenty to spend on entertainment.
Thank you.
Armstrong again found romance and married Lil Hardin in 1924. She was Oliver's pianist and was instrumental in developing his career, but they divorced in 1938. He then married longtime girlfriend Alpha Smith, but that didn't last either. Eventually, Armstrong settles with Lucille Wilson, a singer at the Cotton Club, to whom he was married until his death in 1971.
Hold me close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast, this is love beyond rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see love and rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be love and rose.
Unusually, Armstrong was largely accepted into white society, both on stage and off, a privilege reserved for very few African-American public figures. As his fame grew, so did his access to the finer things in life, usually denied to a black man, even a famous one.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true.
The wind in the willow played a sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be.
Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you are my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
He dined in the best restaurants and stayed in hotels, usually exclusively for whites.
We'll see what we shall see
on Blueberry Hill.
I'll bring my horn with me. I'll be with you where berries are blue.
The moon
each afternoon will come
on Blueberry Hill.
Higher than the moon you'll go
and linger until
your wedding in June will go.
My dreams came
true. The wind and the willow play. Love, sweet melody.
He generally remained politically neutral, which at times alienated him from members of the black community, who looked to him to use his prominence with white America to become more of an outspoken figure during the civil rights era of US history.
You thought of me,
the The talented young Armstrong exerted great influence on young white singers like Bing Crosby when he moved to Los Angeles and started playing the Cotton Club in the 1930s.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft light to enchant me.
His scat singing style drew the Hollywood crowds to the clubs, and his genius as a trumpet soloist cemented him as unique in the field of jazz. By 1932, Armstrong had begun appearing in movies and made his first tour of England. While he was beloved by musicians, he was too wild for most critics, who gave him some of the most racist and harsh reviews of his career.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, the thrills and delights me, oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. When you in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. Yes, stars shining bright above you, night breezes sing to whisper I love you, birds singing in the sycamore trees, dream a little dream of me, yes, say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this, yes. Sweet dreams till sunbeam find ya, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Thank you.
Armstrong didn't let the criticism stop him, and he returned an even bigger star when he toured throughout Europe in 1933. In a strange turn of events, it was during this tour that Armstrong's career fell apart. Years of blowing high notes had taken a toll on his lips, and following a fight with his manager, Johnny Collins, who previously managed to get him into trouble with the American mob, Armstrong was left stranded overseas by Collins.
Yeah, stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this, yes. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find ya. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Yes, dream a little dream of me. Hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly. But if that came you back, where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You keep going, still going, you still going strong. Yeah, bro. Never. But I'm putting my own favorite tunes away, baby. What? Them, them till get on and
decided to take some time off soon after the incident and spent much of 1934 relaxing in Europe and resting his lips. He returned to Chicago a year later with no band, no engagements and no recording contract. His lips were still sore and there were remnants of his mob troubles, and with Lil, who following the couple's split was suing him. Turning to Joe Glasser for help, he trusted him with his career, and after a few months, Armstrong had a new band and was recording for Decca Records.
and the cotton is high.
Period, Armstrong set a number of African-American firsts. In 1936, he became the first African-American jazz musician to write an autobiography, Swing That Music. That same year, he became the first African-American to get featured billing in a major Hollywood movie with his turn in Pennies from Heaven, starring Bing Crosby. He was also the first jazz musician to appear on the cover of Time magazine on February the 21st in 1949.
Oh, when you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you, baby, baby. Yes, when you laughing, bah, 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 when you laughing, yes, the sun comes shining through. But when you crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, baby, and be happy again. Yes, and keep on smiling. Keep on smiling, baby, and I hope the world smiles for you.
In 1964, Armstrong knocked the Beatles off the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart with Hello Dolly, gaining himself a US record as the oldest artist to have a number one song. He also scored another popular hit in the UK with What a Wonderful World, which topped the British charts for a month, but strangely did not chart in America. However, it became far more popular after it was used in the 1987 movie Good Morning Vietnam. Although he loved children, Armstrong's marriages never produced any offspring. However, in December 2012, 57-year-old Sharon Preston Falter claimed to be his daughter from a 1950s affair between Armstrong and Lucille Sweets Preston, a dancer at the Cotton Club. In a 1955 letter to his manager, Joe Glasser, Armstrong affirmed his belief that Preston's newborn baby was his daughter and ordered Glasser to pay a monthly allowance of $400 to mother and child.
When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. Baby, you my dream come true, and one and only you.
time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less. Oh, love.
Work appears 11 times in the Grammy Hall of Fame, where he was inducted in 1973, and has had too many hits to mention them all. During his five-decade career, he played and sang with some of the most important instrumentalists and vocalists of the time. Armstrong died of a heart attack in his sleep on July the 6th, 1971, at his home in Queens, New York, just a month before his 70th birthday.
Only love. You look at me and then a song begins. Played on a million velvet violins. It goes reeling and around it spins. Fantastic, fantastic, that's you, yes. You whisper, darling, and before my eyes, a blaze of fireworks light up the skies. My heart grows wings, then away it flies. Fantastic, fantastic, that's you. You perform miracles whenever you hold me near. Tender warm miracles that makes me surrender, dear, yes. And when you kiss me, heaven open wide, and there you are inviting me inside. No wonder angels that I'm starry-eyed. Fantastic, fantastic, that's you. Mm-hmm.
kiss me, heaven opens wide. And there you are, inviting me inside. The wonder angel that I'm starry-eyed. Fantastic, fantastic, that's you. Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Oh, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Armstrong's home in Corona, Queens, was declared a National Historic Landmark in 1977. Today, the house is home to the Louis Armstrong House Museum, which annually receives thousands of visitors from all over the world. Arguably, the most important figure in 20th century music, Armstrong's innovations as a trumpeter and vocalist are widely recognized today and will continue to be for decades to come.
When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Oh, give me lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Oh, give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
This has been another in our series of The Greats, with me, Florianne McBain, here on Colourful Radio. Join me again next time.
Hey, baby, how about this dance? Why? Because it takes two to do this dance. Takes two the tango, two the tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can sail on a ship by yourself, take a nap or a nip by yourself. You can get into debt on your own. There's lots of things that you can do alone. But takes to the tango, to the tango, to the really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can croon to the moon by yourself, take a laugh like a loon by yourself, spend a lot, go to pot on your own. There's lots of things that you can do alone. But listen here, it takes two to tango, two to tango, two that really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, to the tango, I do that dance of love. O-Z. Dance with me now, 'cause it takes to the tango, to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, I do that dance of love. Takes to the tango, 'cause that's the song of love. I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger still, the flames grow higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch, you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along the road, no returning. And though it burns me, it turns me into ashes. My whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you, what good is there trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight, devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me, your kiss of fire. Resist you, what good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kiss you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight, let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. The kiss of fire. Not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have said, I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. Until the day that one comes along,
I'll string along